The beer industry is changing. Longtime titans of the business are having to adapt to more discerning customers, while the proliferation of craft breweries may have peaked. KUNC's Jackie Fortier takes a look at how the king of beers is dealing with the competition.
Outside the tour center of Anheuser-Busch's Fort Collins Brewery, a team of eight huge Clydesdales pulled the iconic red wagon around the parking lot. The gold harnesses catch the sunlight, and people eagerly snap pictures with their cell phones. Two-year-old Jackson Newman stands to the side, watching the horses.
There's the horses. They're coming along.
The Budweiser Clydesdales have been a mainstay for the company since 1933, but a lot has changed since then. Between mergers and acquisitions, including the $103 billion purchase of rival SAB Miller last year, Anheuser-Busch InBev is the world's largest brewer. But it's having a hard time competing with increasingly popular craft beers. So they're investing big time.
Just the key figures. 2017 is $500 million.
That's David Taylor, Vice President for Supply for Anheuser-Busch.
It's all part of a $2 billion investment between now and 2020. And specific here in Fort Collins, we have $28.9 million here in this brewery. We have about $1.4 million going on over at the seed research plant. We're also adding some brewing capabilities to be able to make a broader variety of beers.
Anheuser-Busch has seen its market share slip by 2% annually since 2014, but deep pockets mean that they can invest in their supply chain in ways that smaller brewers just can't.
I am Dr. Gary Hanning, Director of the Barley Research Center for Anheuser-Busch InBev.
We're standing in a greenhouse on the other side of the Clydesdale paddock from the brewery. It's full of rows of green barley plants, their stalks about waist high. Dr. Hanning shows me how they're working on breeding barley plants that are more drought and insect resistant and produce higher yields during the malting process.
This is the new seed from that pollination. So once it's dried down and mature, that now gets increased and then eventually goes to the field.
By picking just the right seeds and contracting with farmers, the company will not only keep a tight control on quality, but they'll also solidify its vertical integration from seed to sip.
Anytime you have control of all aspects of the supply chain, you are in a pretty good position.
Jim Francis is the director of the Beverage Business Institute at Colorado State University.
The interesting thing is while ABI has lost some market share and gone down in volume, their net profits have actually either gone up or held steady over the last 3 years.
Consumers are willing to pay more for craft beer, especially if they perceive it to be locally produced. Francis says that as beer giants and private equity firms buy up more and more craft brewers, the difficulty for consumers becomes differentiating who is independently owned and who isn't.
The consuming public, most of them won't even recognize the changes in the craft beers. They will continue to buy them, and a lot of them just won't know that ABI holds a majority share of that particular company.
Well, certainly that's one reason that the Brewers Association advocates for transparency and labeling.
As the chief economist for a national group of craft brewers, Bart Watson says 99% of the breweries in the country are still small and independent, but the overall marketplace is getting more crowded. Last year, craft beer saw 6% growth. That's actually a low number for the industry.
Certainly we've seen a slowdown as the industry has matured. And as we've gotten a more competitive marketplace with more brewers entering, for larger packaging breweries, you know, they're going to face more direct competition in scale retailers. You know, we're going to see that going forward in Colorado as grocery stores and other chain retailers start carrying beer. So the competitive challenges really vary based on what your business model is and what you're trying to do in the marketplace.
Budweiser beer, the king is second.
In the past, beer drinkers only had a handful of options, but now the proliferation of choices has led to consumers favoring styles over brands. This shift in buying behavior away from brand loyalty is hard to combat for a company like Anheuser-Busch, who've invested millions of dollars in their image.
When you say Bud, what taste will tell you, so loud and clear.
For KUNC, I'm Jackie Fortier.